Part of the life that we hope to have, at least, includes faith and community, where we choose to find those ideas. Well, it could bring a sense of peace and well-being, or it could bring about a lot of darkness, which we won't be aware of, usually until it's too late. There are many people who fall prey to the latter through cults. Now, how do these cults mask their realities? Why do people actually choose to join them? These are some of the questions a new show on Investigation Discovery searches for answers to. It's called People Magazine Investigates Cults. It airs Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Here are the details is People Magazine's senior editor, Alicia Dennis. How are you, Alicia?
I'm good. How are you?
Great to have you here. And this is something so important because, like I just referred to, and by the way, investigationdiscovery.com, learn more about People Magazine Investigates Cults. Yeah, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. Because we always hear the stories after everything's said and done. And I guess the question, it looks obvious after. Why do people fall into these dark pits?
I think that's such an important question to ask and to really look into. And as we were working on each one of these episodes and investigating these different cults, we saw a similarity between the people that that join, no matter what kind of organization it is. And those are people that are seeking something. You know, they're people that are looking for answers. They're looking for peace. Sometimes they're looking for a better understanding of what they feel that the world should be. And a lot of times these are educated, intelligent, loving, giving people who start out thinking that they're in something that is celebrating their own beliefs and that they're getting to connect with other people that are just like them. And as they get further and further into it, it becomes harder to distinguish for them the difference between the light and dark, because a lot of times these cult leaders have a lot of mind control techniques. They do a lot of sleep deprivation, a lot of physical working, where people begin to lose sight of why they joined in the first place, and they have a hard time recognizing that things have taken a dark turn.
I think in a lot of ways that the cult leader becomes the abusive spouse, to where the abused becomes reliant on their abuser and hope for, you know, okay, he let me live today, so I'll like him and hope he'll let me live tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that is probably part of it, as well as, you know, the idea that your own thoughts are wrong. A lot of these cult leaders are teaching people that they are the only ones that have the answer. That cult leader is the person that knows better than you and has all of the information that you want, and you really should suppress your own thoughts and your own feelings. And it just gets so extreme that they have lost complete control over their lives. And there's also the community of people around them that are believing that same way, and they will lose their support system and their family if they leave. And so it becomes so much a part of their lives that their identity is connected to it.
And certainly a prime example of that is coming up on Monday with the Jonestown Massacre. And having watched the previews, you just don't do the history documentary. You bring in the people factor into your story, too, which I think is important.
We absolutely do. Yeah, that's one of the things that I really love about working for People Magazine, is we really try to tell stories of individuals experiencing things. So people come to us to share exactly what their experiences have been. And in our current issue that's on stands now, we have a story about the Jonestown cult. And we have interviewed and spent a lot of time with a woman who was a little girl who escaped the airstrip massacre that happened right before the mass suicide. If you recall, Leo Ryan had gone to investigate Jonestown at the urging of a lot of family members who were worried about those people down there in Guyana. And Tracy managed to run away after henchmen were starting to shoot up the airstrip, and she and her sister escaped into the jungle and lived in the jungle for 3 days. And so she recounts to us in our magazine story, as well as in this episode, what that was like, what it was like living in the cult, how as a child she would look around and sit in these meetings with Jim Jones and wonder why the adults weren't realizing that something was wrong there. You know, she was only 9 when she went there. She was forced to work in the fields That's something that has impacted her entire life, where even now she struggles with skin cancers that appear because she was forced as a little girl to work these long hours in the sun. And she not only shares with us the experience of that and the experience of surviving in the jungle — her mother did not survive and was shot at the airstrip — but she says that she wants to continue to share the story and have people remember it so that cult leaders like Jim Jones don't win, that people will realize that there is a strength and power in the human spirit and that people can escape and survive.
Talking with People Magazine senior editor Alicia Dennis about People Magazine Investigates Cults, which airs this Monday, every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Investigation Discovery, investigationdiscovery.com. And people.com is obvious web address for People Magazine. And you'll listen to Issues and Ideas. A lot of people probably don't realize, too, Jim Jones was not a flash in the pan. He had his operation going for, I think, better than 20 years.
He did, and he started out as a leader in his communities when, you know, he was in California. He was really seen by a lot of people as being a very progressive guy who was racially integrating churches and embracing equality. And he started out as someone who was seen as doing good in communities. And very slowly, he sank into this darkness that sucked so many people up into it with him that it's just shocking that he could take over people's lives in such a complete way that he did.
Looking ahead in the series that you have ready to go with the Word of Life, the Yahweh Nation Army of God, which some people might have heard of, and others, when you look at the leaders of these cults, do they have a common thread among them as far as how they perpetrate what they perpetrate?
Yeah, I think the common thread is that they put themselves out there to their followers as being the answer to all their questions. If they're not God — some of them do purport to be God and tell their followers that they are God — they make their followers believe that their teachings are really the only way to salvation or the only way for their lives to be better. And so they all have that common thread where they try to convince their followers that the only way that they're going to have any kind of peace or any kind of connection to spiritual or heavenly things is through that leader. And a lot of times, once people have believed that and have had a measure of faith about it, it becomes difficult for them to realize that that person may be evil, because they have spent time seeing that person be good. And so it's a very complex kind of connection that people a lot of times have to these leaders. And these leaders are often very charismatic and start out giving their followers a lot of love and a lot of positive kind of feelings before they turn to the abuse. And so the follower will a lot of times have the feeling that maybe there's something that I did wrong because this leader was so loving before, and why is this turning this way now? And so they're very good. These leaders are very good at manipulation. They're very good at the tactics of sleep deprivation and of taking people's power away. And like I said, a lot of times incredibly manipulative and charismatic.
And as Alicia mentioned, escape is obviously possible. When you watch People Magazine Investigates Cults, you'll find out whether or not recovery is possible as well. You'll hear those stories firsthand through the series, which airs Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Investigation Discovery, investigationdiscovery.com, the website people.com, the website for People Magazine. We've been talking with the senior editor, Alicia Dennis. Alicia, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.